You're listening to a download from North Sound 2. Listen again. I reach for your
hand. It's a mid-morning show. I'm Ali Bally. As always, thank you very much indeed for your company. Now, there's a certain lady who has had huge success over the last 2 or 3 years. I've been absolutely fantastic ambassador for Scotland as well. And it's a lady that I've said, why can't we have her on the programme? Well, she's too busy for you, I've been told. You know, and I thought, well, OK, that's fair enough. But today, as we work up to Christmas, it is my delight to say welcome to the programme, Susan Boyle.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you. How's yourself?
I'm doing away fine.
You're doing absolutely brilliant, Susan, aren't you? What a fantastic story to tell, and also what a fantastic couple of years you've had.
I've had a whale of a time over the last couple of years. It's been all very surreal, though. I'm still really, really coming to terms with some of it. It did happen so quickly. Mm. You know,
I've read the story and I've heard you talking about it previously and things about how you got on the bus and you made your way to Glasgow to the auditions. When that was happening, though, and as you say, I can understand you saying it surreal. Did it ever really cross your mind that it would ever get to this stage?
Well, having applied 12 times for television before,
really?
And having had many knockbacks, I was fairly open-minded. I was determined to enjoy myself, though, so I didn't need to enjoy myself.
I think it's the positive thing that I like about you. It's a positive outlook that you've had in the fact that you're quite happy, you know, as you say, trying to get on television for so long and take part in these type of shows, that you still didn't take the knock. You still like, no, I'm still going to turn up there, stand in the rain and
you know. Well, if you're determined enough, anything can happen. If you want something to happen badly enough, which I did at the time and I still do, you keep going. There's no age limit. There's nothing barring me now.
No. And when you walked out on stage there and you started singing, your voice was you could see a shock to those that were around you. But you must have felt it as well. There you are. Told you I could do it.
Well, this was quite funny, really. I mean, someone said to me, what singer do you actually model yourself on? Because I gyrated my hips, they said Elvis Presley. So I says, I'll show this guy in the audience. So I just decided to show him.
Yeah, you did. But I think it was the whole thing that just exploded after that. And I think it shows how quickly we now are into this technological world of YouTube and the web and thing like that. And all of a sudden, you're around the world. And people in America and all over the place are talking about Susan Boyle.
I find that quite scary, really,
isn't it?
Because
it's
such a phenomenon in itself. I mean, it sits more firmly on my shoulders now because I'm a bit more mature and a bit more relaxed about it. But at that time, I was a bit frightened, as anyone would be.
I think so, yeah. But I mean, there was that time that, you know, there was a little bit of talk of, oh, she's had a wobbly, and oh, she's, you know, she's getting a little bit nervous. Who wouldn't be?
Who wouldn't be? But those wobblies can be overcome, and I'm overcoming them right now.
Yeah. I mean, are you still enjoying it? Are you enjoying it more now?
I'm enjoying it more now. I'm more settled into it now.
Right.
You know, and I think I can handle it a lot better than I used to 2 years ago, because you're pretty much a novice when you're starting. You're pretty much a novice. You're sort of into the trainee period, if you like.
Yeah, you're serving an apprenticeship, really, aren't you?
You know, that's right. I've learned such a lot.
Was there pressure? We kept hearing stories at the beginning that Simon and management teams and everybody else wanted you to relocate down south. Was that pressure on you?
I think they wanted me to stay in London for a short period.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel more at home on my home background.
Yeah.
I've nothing against working down south. I mean, I'd love to do more down south. I like to keep a good balance by working up here as well.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's in the world that you were thrown into. And I would think anybody in the same situation would welcome a return home to the people you know and the people that have known you for years.
That's actually a return to your roots, because it's all important to stay grounded. I've said this a million times. It's important to stay grounded, but it helps you with your identity.
Right. And the travelling that you've done, you would, you know, that is just a dream. I mean, it's tiring, but what a dream to travel to all these countries. Which one do you enjoy the most, do you think?
I've just recently returned from Australia.
Really?
And I've never been there before, but it was really quite something. I got to see koala bears and kangaroos and stuff like that, so it was really good, really enjoyable.
It's a country that I've said on the programme before that I would really like to go to, and I'd like to be there.
Oh,
like
you should.
And yeah, just hearing you say, you know, you can feel that passion for it coming from you.
It was actually quite something to be in Sydney, and it was even more poignant to see my nephew again because he lives there.
Oh, right.
So
right.
A bit of a family tie there too.
Right, yeah. And how did the... What about the different audiences in the different countries? How have you found them?
Well, some were reserved, some were friendly. The ones in Australia were really friendly, you know, and I could have a laugh and a carry-on with them. I mean, you know what I'm like.
Well, I think that's what... warns people to you, I think, in the fact that, you know, you are Susan.
I'm genuine.
You're genuine. Absolutely.
I'm the full thing. I'm the full shilling. To coin a phrase.
The full shilling, absolutely. Yes. What about the album? Let's talk about the new album. We had a track there from it a moment ago. You Have to Be There. We heard that just at the start. That was from a musical. Was it Christina? Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Written by the ABBA people.
That's right,
it?
Yeah. Oh, it's a very powerful track, that You Have to Be There. It's sort of questioned your beliefs as well. It's very dramatic, and it's also a bit of a belter.
Mm-hmm. And a good one to open the album with.
Yeah. That's a good opener. It makes people want to listen to it.
Yeah.
They want to listen to it anyway, but it draws them in.
Indeed, yeah. I think from the moment it goes on, you know, you think to yourself, oh, this is going to be a strong album here. Was there anything, you know, that this album here, looking at the song lists of it, mm-hmm. Lilac Wine, I love that song.
Now, Lilac Wine, made popular, as you know, by L.K. Brooks,
yep.
was one of the power ballads. I think this one needed a bit of a more gentle approach.
Yeah.
And this version is a more gentle approach.
It is. I mean, I know as you say, the Elkie Brooks version. In fact, it's only a matter of weeks ago that Elkie was on the programme. And
very nice lady.
Yeah, yeah. And here you are doing a totally Susan version of it.
Well, I hope I can do it justice, as she can do it justice.
You certainly did. You certainly did. And it's good to hear. What other songs on there are your favourites? What do you enjoy doing?
I enjoy doing This Will Be the Year.
Mm-hmm.
I remind you of a film track, that one, you know, the sort of old-fashioned sort of 1940s sort of sound.
Right.
Really nice.
Okay, so This Will Be the Year is track 8. It's an album that people have been waiting on for a while, you know, and with eager anticipation to see what was coming out. The getting it together, how do you find yourself in the studio, Susan? What's your feelings of standing in a studio for ages, getting the
Well, I love working in the recording studio because that's your own private world then. It was also, if you make any mistakes or anything like that, they can put it right there, but that's the obvious bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more creative in a studio because you can get the atmosphere of a song, you can feel a song better.
Right.
You know?
Was it what you thought of? You know, I mean, again, I go back to, I've done this before even meeting you. I've put myself in your place because I do think the way you've handled the fame has been fantastic, because it could have been something that could have just gone wrong for you, because to be lifted from where you lived and then just thrown into this world. And I think you've really handled it superbly. But, you know, when you have been told for the first time, right, we're going to make an album with you now, Susan, so we're going into the studio, that must have been scary.
Well, I'm going to be honest, it was scary because it was an unknown world. But you prepare yourself for that. You learn to expect that, because if they want you to make an album, they must think you've got something to offer.
And that, again, must have been good for your confidence in the fact that you felt for many years, as you said, that you could do it, and now other people believed in you.
Well, it was something I always wanted to do, excuse me, since I was maybe in my teens. And I had a go on an amateur basis, maybe demos, and I sent them away and I never really got anything back. So to be accepted and to be finally doing an album professionally was quite humbling for me, and very interesting as well, because it's an industry I'd like to have known more about.
Mm. There must be some record company executives kicking themselves. You know, you send it, we're going through some CDs and they go, Susan Boyle, 10 years ago, sent me this
And they didn't do anything
about it. I don't know about that. I mean, I don't want to commit myself in case I start World War III.
No, you know? No, but that must be tremendous to be looking at that, like turning down the Beatles, you know.
Oh, I wouldn't put myself in that caliber.
No, of course you are. Of course you are. How have the family and people back in your hometown reacted to it? Are they still treating you as Susan?
I think they're still treating me as Susan, yeah, because they're fairly level-headed. They like to take me down to earth. My family are very supportive. They're very, you know, they're protective at times, and mm-hmm. so are the neighbours round about me.
That's great, isn't it? It's good that you know that you... And that's part of the comfort of coming back home, isn't it?
It is, yeah. But you like to go further afield, you know, and I hope to do that one day.
Absolutely. Well, you can't get much further in a field than Australia.
It's a 12-hour flight, yeah.
You're doing all right, you know. It's not exactly a bus ticket to Glasgow, and she still wants to go further afield.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens.
It's tremendous. Right. So the old karaoke that you used to do.
Oh, that?
You know. I mean, have you been karaokeing recently?
No, but I like to listen.
You like to go in and listen to them.
It's to listen because of karaoke. It's okay if you want a good laugh and you don't take yourself too seriously. No. I mean, everybody's got up and they've roared the song out, you know. Oh, the crystal chandelier. Everybody can do that, you know. But I'm a professional singer now. You don't do that.
Absolutely.
You don't do that.
Sounded so like Sidney Devine when you did that.
Oh, for goodness. Don't knock him. Don't knock him. Don't be silly.
Good old Sid.
He's a nice man.
Absolutely. Tremendous guy. What about Christmas for you then? What's coming up this week?
Christmas will be spent with my family. I've got a brother in Edinburgh, so I hope to go through there and see him.
Right. And just take it easy. You already got plans for next year? Is your diary starting to build up?
All I can say is watch this space.
Really? Excellent. Well,
There's a musical coming up later on in the year, and that's all I'm saying, because I like the element of surprise.
Excellent. Oh, well. Will you come back and tell us about it? It's taken me 2 and a bit years to get you on the programme. Will you come back again and tell us about it?
I'm invited, yeah.
There is an open invitation, Susan.
There you go.
For any
time. You don't ask, you don't get.
That's absolutely. Yes, an open invitation for you to come back on the Mid Morning Show any time you like. It's been a pleasure having you here. Let's hear another track from the album. Susan, have a lovely Christmas and New Year, and we wish you all the best for 2012.
Thank you very much.
Listen again to what you've missed and access exclusive online-only content at northsound2.com.